Hello and welcome to the Stories Mania podcast. Today I'm reading one of my own pieces, The Aftermath, by myself, Maud. The single man stared in the sky, knowing what he had seen couldn't lie. Seen with the boom that they were dead, now the only one around with his head. Is it all over? Am I waiting for my turn? I had to go, no time to mourn, because you see I'm the only one alive. But still for life I strive, that final grasp, till my last day I will clasp. I will live until there is no more to give. And when I reach my final day, I will know I have chosen the right way. Then the memories of the week before, the bomb hitting, causing the forlorn glory. Why, oh why them, why not, couldn't I die? I have to live here alone, with everyone else's despair I would definitely loan. They had to blow everything up, as if this world wasn't already a dump. They had to make it worse, with their greed so coarse. They have damned us all with their pettiness and gall. We know this was going to be, yet we never strove to be free. Hope used to be my model word, now I see it quite absurd. If only I was to find a gun, then this hell would be done. They say hell will be worse, you can bet, but at least while I'm being judged, it'll be the rest I get. It has been much more than a single night, losing my will to fight. Even a sharp piece of glass will do. Why must my fate be so cruel? I found my prize of a considerable size, an old butcher's knife, to end this sorry excuse of a life. As I hold this savior, I see my situation as less graver. But still I hold this thing to my throat, no excuses starting to flow. I may not be the only one still here. But in my mind, I knew it was only suicide I didn't dare. I got up and steered at a pace. I promised myself I'd never lose face. I looked but to no avail, but like my old boat, I set sail. It had been around a year, I have lost the feeling to fear. I had seen a survivor a while back, finding quite a large crack. But first you must know I haven't eaten, my stomach is taking quite a beating. Not able to think, I took a rock and clink. He was sitting in the back of the skull. So I built a fire in a hole, and I ate him as he screamed. His eyes never failed to beam. The worst part is what came up soon, a half-destroyed bar called the Desert Delude. There was quite a lot of food for the quest of life I built in gratitude. But now I still live out of habit, nothing but a lonely maggot. Then the stomach pain set again. This was the downfall for many men. Water was scattered about, but without food I was without. Oh, how for food I should shout, just a taste in my mouth. It was so bad I consumed corpses, even a group of half-alive horses. Then I realized one day that maybe this wasn't the way. Maybe I should settle down, plant some food in this radioactive ground. I haven't died yet from what I ate and drank, so I gathered up a wooden plank. After this little shack was built, I made some flowers about to wilt. I gathered up the seeds and planted the tiny beans. I searched for a vegetable or fruit, and found some corn and added it to my loot. The flowers attracted bees. I made some netting up to the knees and trapped those things. I cooked and ate those annoying things. I got corns and carrots twice the size and put them in with other supplies and started to think I actually would have a life. Good thing it didn't end with that knife. Time started to pass and the world started growing grass. My little garden grew and the plants my knowledge flew. Until a day when a group of men came, suddenly came a question for my name. Then I realized I didn't know. And for some reason, their anger began to grow. One brought out his club and demanded some grub. I went to the bank and grabbed the blade for farming, chopped off his head, and others began alarming. They attacked and I swapped until the only thing left was their dung. But don't feel sad, I'm not mad. I like to be alone, and my hobbies I could hold. I started taking trips and to adventure my life with death. I would later find an alive horse, and seeing the future was not getting worse. I built a cart for holiday, I even filled it with a touch of hay. I was to make a great trek, but seeds and supplies on the deck. Whipped the horses and began, being the only man, and now I knew there was more, down to my very core. I met more who tried to steal, I warned them and gave them if they had a strong will. I had some followers on my caravan, that I made a quite intelligent man. He was filled with the cart with dirt, and in some seeds he began corn's birth. We were happy to give out some fresh seeds in exchange for good deeds. Like helping us wash the horse, but for stray food it was worse. You had helped us push the cart with being barked. But one day there was another flash whipped over the cart which made it ash. The man with the brain bark was only a leg, one single part. I dug a hole, put my seeds in there. building a shack, saying this wasn't fair. I had people to know, faces to see, places to go. That was the Afterbath by myself, Maude. Thank you for listening to the Stories by Maven podcast. For this piece and other pieces, visit storiesmania.net.